Right, let's focus our attention now on the EFF and the briefing they gave to the media. This after a meeting of their central command over the weekend. Tsidi Madea, EWN reporter, has been keeping an eye on this and joins us on 702 Drive. Tsidi, good to have you on the show. They clearly, from the clip we played, doing some sort of review of their electoral performance. Overall, what conclusions did they come to? Tsidi Madea, let's try once again. Hi.
Good afternoon, John. They're definitely looking back and are plotting a way forward, you know, towards the 2024 elections. I think the big shocker from today is about what happened with Polokwane, because Josip Buthelezi was in charge of the EFF in Polokwane, is a close ally of Julius Malema, one who I must say people in the EFF thought was untouchable. And this kind of shows you that actually Joseph is not untouchable, that Julius Malema will do what he thinks needs to be done in order to strengthen his party. They do want to grow their membership as well. They want to reach 1 million members of the EFF before the end of the year. This year, we'll also see them having what is called Provincial People's Assembly, and that's where they elect fresh leadership across all the provinces in the country. So there's a lot of groundwork that they want to do, a lot of community focused work that they'd like to see their party being involved in, that they picked up on from doing door-to-door in the local government elections. And I think the big one, John, is that they still want to work with the DA. That door remains wide open. Julius Malema today speaking about the Johannesburg council and the battles we've seen in there, saying, you know, they also want to get a share of something, that they want impact. They want to be in charge of something in the council. They've helped the DA. The DA is the better devil, and they want the DA to be less arrogant and want to work with the Democratic Alliance going forward.
So, Tsidi, one of the things that was spoken about was the vaccine mandates. What was said?
You know, the EFF is against the vaccine mandates. I think the EFF, if you remember, had that big march for Sputnik. I think it was last year or the year prior, 2020, 2021, where they wanted Sputnik to be available in the country. So they stand by the claim that they want other non-Western vaccines to be available. They're willing to set up vaccine sites. So they are encouraging people to get jabbed, but they believe that it shouldn't be something that's mandated. It should not be made, enforced rather, by the law. People must make the decision to want to protect themselves from COVID. Julius Malema said that they want people to be protected from coronavirus, but it has to be up to them, and they have to have vaccines from Cuba, Russia, and of course the Chinese ones that have been made available to people to select their choice of vaccine to use.
So we heard your summation of their comments on the DA. Often EFF briefings include a fairly extensive evaluation of the ANC. What was said there?
I always find that he can't help but go talk to you about the state of play at the ANC. He spoke that they were willing to work with the RET forces in KwaZulu-Natal to grow their party. I mean, KZN is one of the areas where we saw the EFF growing in the last elections. They're willing to work with Cyril Ramaphosa's opponents, if needs be. He spoke about Ronald Lamola, who, of course, served with Julius Malema and the Youth League, saying that, you know, he's skipping a generation. This is now obviously speaking to Ronald Lamola's ambition to become deputy president of the ANC. His name has been bounced around. He kind of sort of has said, you're answered at the right time, but he does give the media a sense that he is keen and amenable to the idea of becoming deputy president. And so Julius Malema saying he's an athlete, you know, weighing in on who what Ronald Lamola is, weighing in on the ANC's inability to pay staffers, comparing the ANC to the EFF, saying that EFF even pays bonuses. So he can't help but articulate. And I think that's the thing with Julius, is that he can't help but give political analysis or history lessons, if he may, because at some point he started speaking about his own rise in the Youth League. I think he's a long way away from letting that period of his life ever go.
And on the thing that got the EFF into the news last week, the visits to restaurants, some people called it an intimidatory act, insisting on looking at the lists of where the workers come from and what their names are. They argued what as in justification for that action?
Well, he says that they're trying to check to make sure that there's a balance between migrant workers and the locals who are working at the different restaurants. But what I found was really, really interesting, John, is a question was posed to him about whether or not they vet their own service providers. And as the EFF, are you checking if the people who give you services are in line with what you say you want out of restaurants in the country, out of everything else? And he couldn't give a clear answer. At some point, he said, you know, we are in the space of events, so we assume that we're working with young black people or maybe gearhouse which then brings out sources from young black people. So there wasn't a clear answer. And only now, I think now that it's been brought to the attention, you might turn around and want to vet who the ESF deals with. But they actually haven't paid that much attention while they were putting on a show to be doing that outside. And of course, you wouldn't admit that the fire has been lit by other parties. We've seen what's happening with Action SA or Patriotic Alliance. You wouldn't accept that the fire has been lit by that kind of competition that those parties bring when they're being seen to go and inspect particular shops and areas in their communities.
Thanks very much, Tsidi Madea.